The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio. We have Kelly Homer with the Harbor Beach Parade Committee. I also have Susie Snowflake and Edwin Elvis, or Elvin Elf.
Oh, yes.
Did I get it
Hi,
all
Craig.
Right? Oh, hello. We're going to have to work on that. Okay. you've got a parade coming up in Harbor Beach. You've been doing this for many years, I understand it. How many years have you been putting on the Christmas parade?
Well, actually, Craig, this is the Harbor Beach 28th annual Christmas parade. I personally have only been involved in the parade. This is my second year, but 28th annual. So.
And you're doing it now in the evening because you're doing a lighted parade?
Yes.
You've been doing that for a couple of years
yes,
now?
Yes, we have been doing that for numerous years. I don't know exactly the number, but it has been numerous years, yes.
And a lot of this is just to get the community ready and to let people know what's downtown, because they start mulling about as the parade gets ready to go and see what's down there and all the things Harbor Beach has to offer.
Absolutely. It's all about community and the holiday spirit. So that's why we want to get everybody going for that.
Now, you're doing it December the 7th?
December 7th, 5:30 p.m. is the parade time.
Is there a reason you picked the week after Thanksgiving? Is there too much going on that other weekend, or don't want to compete against others, that type of thing?
Traditionally, it has been the first Saturday of December. So wherever that falls, last year it was December 1st. This year it happens to be December 7th. So last year was the earliest that it could possibly be, and this is the latest it could possibly be in the calendar.
Okay. Now, you were talking a little bit before the program started. Last year was pretty big for the parade.
Yes, last year we had 55 entries, the largest parade that we could come up with the records, and we had some fairly large entries last year, so it was pretty awesome.
You are still looking for entries, I take it.
Oh, absolutely. Officially, our entry deadline is approaching soon, next week. However, we will take entries right up till the time of the parade. As it's rolling down the street, if you are there, we will take you.
And most people, if you're putting lights that have to work, either generators or enough battery power or whatever, this isn't something you put on a whim, you know, that afternoon. These are things you have to plan, so it would just help you out if they would take the time to register, and they can do that online, I understand?
Yes. This year we have an online registration as well as the mail-in or phone call. And it's very simple. We're on the Harbor Beach website. However, to go directly to our site is simply harborbeach.com/Christmas parade. And it'll take you right to the registration and an introductory page.
And it'll give you all the details of, you know, what you have to do. We were talking a little bit before the show. There's only one live Santa. That's at the end of the parade. All these little nuances that you don't want people to put a lot of work into when they show up and you say, well, he's got to go, that type of thing.
That's correct. And after you register, then the parade committee will send you a registration packet that will include where you're going to line up, what time you need to be there, and just some safety regulations so that we make sure that everybody enjoys their evening. And
because you have to pace the parade. There's a whole scheduling thing to this, you know. You don't want something that moves along quick right behind something that's, you know, going to want to stop and, I don't know, play with the kids or whatever as it goes by or whatever. I mean, you want to make sure that this continues to flow smoothly through the whole route.
Yes. Actually, we have, the parade committee has elves that are positioned along the route, and if we see things backing up, then those elves will kind of move things along a little bit, or if we see somebody going too fast, then we slow them down a little bit. So we try to regulate even in route of the parade. But
little elf prodding to get things
going. There you go.
And they're going to bring your elf cookies.
Oh!
Elf cookies.
Uh-huh. What kind of
cookies? So either slow, slow, slower, go, go, go.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was Keebler, but that's a whole other thing, is Keebler, I guess.
Yes, and not only that, Susie Snowflake. I'll try and hold back the snowflakes.
Well, okay. You could have been in the job earlier this week,
because
we don't need to be reminded that winter's coming quite yet.
Oh, no, no. Harbor Beach needs lots of snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
But just not on the Christmas parade.
Oh, no. We don't need that. But I'm sure it's happened, so...
It has happened. There have been many years that it's been blizzardy, rainy, stormy weather. Last year we lucked out. It was perfect. It was in the high 40s and no precipitation. It was ideal.
And you can't always count on that. So you plan for the worst and you enjoy the best when it happens.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Susie and Elfin.
Elfin, Edwin, Elf.
Yes. What part do you guys play in all of this? You're here today. Basically, you're...
The spirit of the holidays.
The spirit of the holidays.
Yes.
Okay.
So that would mean snow?
Oh, yeah.
And
certainly, Santa himself.
Oh, good. And when the parade gets started, I understand you folks are going to be doing things for the parade, not necessarily as colorfully as you're right here now, but you will be part of it as well. Did I use colorfully in a good way?
There you did. Okay.
We're kind of behind the scenes.
Well, there's a lot of that goes on that people I don't think appreciate. I mean, this stuff just doesn't happen. I mean, I'm sure... You know, Shelley can tell you, the day after last year's parade, they already started sitting down thinking, well, what are we going to do next year? When is it going to be? All this other stuff just to start the wheels turning.
Absolutely. And our committee last year was very small in number, and we have grown considerably. So there's a whole lot more involvement and people in planning and getting the advertising out there, and... There's a lot to planning it. You just don't have it happen.
And last year was kind of a changing of the guard, so to speak.
It was. It was.
The next generation took over, as some of the people who have been putting it on for years said, it's my turn to stand on the sidelines with the grandkids and enjoy it.
Yep, I think so. And so we took the ball and... Or the snowball, so to speak,
and ran with it.
That was a snowflake joke.
There you go.
Okay, and anything new being planned this year, or are you kind of sticking traditional while you folks get your feet squarely on the ground in this?
The only difference this year that the spectators might see is that parking, due to the safety factors, because we have an entry that's going to be large, and for everybody's sake, safety is got to be first and foremost. Parking is going to be restricted from City Hall to, well, I guess it would be the corner by Speedy Q, or just before Speedy Q. I think it's 2nd Street or 4th Street, but
The police will mark off
the police.
No parking,
it is going
stuff.
To be well marked this year, yes.
They'll keep you out of there, but if you get there really early before the signs, they may be saying,
signs are going up at 9 o'clock in the morning. All the elves are rallying early to get the signages up.
Okay.
So they should be able to see where parking will be restricted at 5 o'clock.
Do you ever get any guesstimates as to how much of a crowd you get, how many people turn out? I mean, I'm sure you see it all along the sidewalks that they're kind of full, but... I mean, do you ever kind of take a head count or at least click, try to see if you can figure it out?
I haven't, because the parade route is fairly long. Last year we had a lot of sporting teams that were participating, and so that might have brought a little larger of a crowd.
Well,
but
if you get a championship team in the parade, you're going to get a little more of a crowd.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you're hoping that's going to happen
again
this year, that you have another championship team.
Go Harbor Beach!
So, and the weather. It's all depending on the weather, because a lot of our folks, if it's rainy and not the nicest, they're not going to go home. Or they'll stay home and not come to the parade.
Do people need to bring things to the parade? I know sometimes in the summertime they say bring lawn chairs. If you're going to be sitting for a while, you might need it. Are there stations where you can get hot chocolate to warm up, these types of things that go on that you might want to keep an eye out for when you're picking your spot?
Well, actually, it just depends. Some people on the north side of 142 State Street, they'll be able to park, so they'll be able to stay in their vehicles. And other people do bring chairs and blankets, and they stake out their territory early in the day and put their chairs there, typical for parade goers. Mm-hmm. And then downtown, in the downtown area, one of the local banks, the county banks, they will actually be serving hot chocolate on site, so that's always a good place to go if you need to have something to warm you up. So
little kids tend to get cold. They enjoy the parade, but you know, if it's not 40 degrees like it was,
right.
You know, they're going to be like, you know, I'm cold.
Bundle them up. Nice warm clothes.
Bundle them up so much they can't see.
Oh, no, no, no.
All right, and the parade, the route is from City Hall to where?
City Hall to the traffic light on State Street or 142.
So you start then off heading straight to the water.
East, yep, head east, and then we turn south at the light and proceed approximately 3 blocks, and that's where the parade ends, just after the hospital, so that all of the long-term care patients, they will bring them all down to the large gathering room so that they can watch the parade as it goes by, and they look forward to that, and they sing Christmas carols and everything as the parade is going by for those residents.
It's terrific. You can get the whole town involved.
Absolutely.
Even the people who might not be able to get out can get a vantage point to see what's happening.
Yep. That's why it's a community event.
If people want more information, the website, is there a place they can call and contact?
They can visit the website.
That's the first place you probably recommend.
First place, yeah. harborbeach.com/harbor or Christmas Parade. And then they can also call me, Shelley, at 989-640-5260. And my information is on all of the flyers that are around town. So if you haven't seen one, or you would like to post one, give me a call and I would be happy to drop one off in your business or...
Now, you start the parade at 5:30. Is that kind of thinking ahead that, you know, you come down a little early and the shops may be open just before the parade and you maybe get a bargain? Or do they close early to give the town a chance to move into the parade?
The Harbor Beach Chamber of Commerce is working very hard to keep the downtown businesses open as long as possible prior to the parade. So
so you can shop, maybe get some light to eat somewhere, and then come back for the parade and
absolutely
make a whole afternoon and evening of it.
Yep. Okay. And I know that the Harbor Beach Library is doing something for the children in the morning and the afternoon, the day of the parade. So there'll be lots of things going on.
Anything going on after the parade? Are you going to have
tentatively, there is something planned, a lantern launch after the parade at the beach.
Sometimes they have, you know, s'mores and other types of things that, you know, in some of the events that I've heard of that, you know, you try and keep the people in town as long as you can to enjoy the town.
Yep.
You're ending the parade pretty much at the new Lincoln Park there. I mean, the Judge Lincoln Park there.
Yes.
Beautiful sight to be at any time of the year.
It is. It's very nice.
Okay. 28th year? I assume you're working on a 29th already.
Already. Yes. December 6th,
and
2014.
Are you getting the gears wound up for the big 3-0? Maybe something a little splashy, spectacular?
I mean,
30
we,
only rolls around once.
I know that. We haven't.
So you get to be my age, and then you're looking at 30 twice, but that's a whole different story.
Been there. We haven't thought that far in advance yet, but it is on the burner. We want to get through this, and then this winter we'll start to plan.
If people are interested in helping you planning and doing all this stuff, because I imagine you can never get enough support, enough help.
Oh, absolutely.
They can get information, I suppose, at the website as well. Contact and
yes.
See if there are things you can do, ways you can help. all that good stuff.
Actually, the day of the parade, getting the signs out and making sure people are lining up in the correct order and all along the parade route and our announcers and everything, we need lots of elves, and we have about 30 elves that will be helping along that route.
And the elves are helping keep the parade moving, but they also making sure the crowds stay where they're supposed to be so they're safe, because, you know, kids get anxious and they see something and
off they
go. Just scurry, and, you know, and sometimes you can't grab them quite fast enough if you've got another two on the other side of you. And they're out there also to help keep things safe and moving forward.
Keep things safe, yeah.
A lot of planning. All these things people don't think of.
They
just go to the parade and they just say, oh, this just comes together and this is wonderful. But no, there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. And a lot of the people don't get the thanks at the end that, you know, are deserving of all the work they put into it through a year. So for Harbor Beach, thank you, Shelley.
Oh, you're
welcome. All the people on your committee and everyone and all the elves and snowflakes who are going to be around helping as well.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Who is one of the biggest groups that help us out is the Harbor Beach Fire Department and our police department, because the fire department positions themselves in areas to block off roads, and they supply all of that power, you know, to make that be a safe venue. And
well, you need to have them positioned around, because it's hard to get around town when you have that many people lining one of the main streets where they'd normally travel if they were trying to get somewhere quickly.
Yep, and Chief Buchholz, he's also been very, very helpful in making sure that everything's followed.
We're getting near the end of our time here. Anything else you want to make sure we take care of before we let people know? Again, it's December 7th. Harbor Beach, the town. Lighted Christmas parade starts at 5:30, runs from City Hall to the main light, and then south on 25 to near Trescott Street, the hospital, where the patients can come out at the, what do they call that?
It's a long-term care
facility. Can come out and get a view of them from the windows and that. So it's a nice long route, plenty of room. Come on down and enjoy all the things. If you want to participate, that's still available too.
One more thing.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ta-da!
All right.
Well, thank you all for coming today. I hope you get a great turnout. I hope you get good weather again.
I do too.
You watch that, Sally Snowflake. We don't need no more.
Susie Snowflake.
Oh, well, it's your evil twin.
Sally,
we got to look out for then.
I'm going to tap on your window.
Are you?
Yes.
See, that's not snow, that's sleet.
No.
I don't know. If I got snowflakes big enough that my window's tapping, I'm going to be scared.
But you don't know the song. Susie Snowflake taps. She's going to tap.
Well.
And that evil Sally will stay away.
There we go, because she's that evil twin that does the nasty stuff.
Ooh, the wind blows.
Well, thank you very much for having
us on your show this morning. I want to thank our guest today, Shelley Bomer, with the Parade Committee. We also have Edwin Elvin Elf and Susie Snowflake, not Sally.
That's
the
right.
evil one. We got the good one.
That's right.
Susie Snowflake. And again, the Harbor Beach Parade, Saturday, December 7th, 5:30 p.m. it starts. It's a lighted parade, so it's going to be beautiful to watch.
Yes.
And hopefully everybody will have a great time. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.